Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The work of the Holy Ghost is to cheat.
longer wonder when, but I'll declare it, now is the time. And the Spirit of God shall work in my house, and in my family, and in my children, and in my address, not someplace else, but in my house. And the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad.
Even when
for the
I don't feel
you reached down and
had
so wrong,
you never stopped, you never stopped working, you never stopped working, even when I don't feel it, even when I don't feel it, you never stopped working, you never stopped, you never stopped working.
Surely come to pass, and now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way, and by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. This is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for his love, his mercy that endure forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. And we are grateful for his love. We are grateful for his mercy, his presence that is with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord, to help us. Hallelujah. Through the struggle, through the difficulty, through everything we go through. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. By his grace, by his mercy, we're back online. Amen. Shalom, Brother Brian, Sister Regina, Brother Rob, and Sister Wendy, those listening on your cell phone, computer. Shalom, shalom. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And sure, you missed the program. We all did. Hallelujah, because the Lord is always preparing us for more. Hallelujah, preparing us for heaven. Thank you. That's what is getting us ready. Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. So let's go into the Word of God. And I don't know, for some reason, we know we're waiting for that April 8th, which is tomorrow, okay, eclipse that is coming upon the United States, which we know is prophetic. We know it's prophetic. We know what will be happening. We already have the earthquake shake in 5 states, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. My brothers and sisters, they felt it. There were things that they did not report on it because they don't want fear, for sure. But it doesn't matter because God said this year we will see. Okay? And according to the history of these eclipses, like the one coming up tomorrow, is before, during, and after. Okay? Usually after, the aftermath, where what's going to happen after Monday is what really is significant, because you got the eclipse back in World War II. Then we got World War I, we get World War I. And World War II, before it happened, the eclipse was there. Before the 1948 was there. Before the Vietnam War was there. My brother and sister, the history of these eclipses is what comes after that is much worse, what it brings after. They believe there are changes going on. Okay? And there's a lot more going on than what people think, my brother and sister. Amen? But I'm not a messenger of fear. God has not given out a spirit of fear. Okay? And that is important that we remind people of that. Okay? Because the Lord says, fear not. Okay? That means we should not fear. We should not be afraid. It's not what God wants us to do. Okay? I was saying to someone, thank you, Lord, that even if the earth will be destroyed this month, we have to have peace. We have to be in the Lord's peace. It doesn't matter what is going to happen this year, what's going to happen this month, if the earth finished this month, if the earth gets shaken violent and almost everyone's died, it doesn't matter. We're supposed to have peace about it. Now we worry, now we concerned, because our lives are in the hand of God. Our lives are in the hand of the Lord. Shalom, Brother Joseph. So that's how God wants us to be. Okay, he says in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And we know for a fact that the right hand of the righteousness of God is our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's upholding us. We are in the hand of the Lord. We are in the hand of God. So it doesn't matter if everything's going to be destroyed soon, because our lives are in the hand of God. It is not for fear. It is not to be afraid. But the Bible says what's going to come next. Okay? It's important that we go into the Word and we find out through the Word what's going to be happening prophetically. As God said through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 62 tells us what is coming, my brother and sister. And we're going to go there. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 62 is one of the end time prophecy of what is coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is what God says in Isaiah 62. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isn't that beautiful? That the Lord's glory shall be seen upon us. My brother and my sister, thank you, Lord. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters, our family. Amen. So behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness upon the people. But notice how God gives it to us in steps. Step one, what did God say? What does God say is going to happen in step one? Behold, watch, see. The darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Step one. Step two. Okay, the Lord is not far off that we need to be afraid.
On the contrary, God is in control of all, of everything. Heaven and earth, my brother and sister. Okay? But we have to follow the step. We have to listen to what God is saying. It's like he said, listen to what the Spirit is saying. What is the step one? Watch. What are we watching? The sky. Signs in the sky. The moon, the sun. Okay? So what are we beholding from the sky? The darkness shall cover the earth. In gross darkness, the people. Okay? This is why they got all the instrument I'm certain ready for tomorrow. All the way from Texas, all the way up north. My brothers and sisters, or even close to, or even in Indiana. All those states across the United States, they have set up instrument that will be tied with CERN, NASA, and all CERN in the United States will be on, pointing through the middle of the United States. God have mercy. I am hoping for the mercy of God that all power will be out when they're running CERN. All transformer will blow up, okay? And that will take some time because, believe me, right now the mercy of God will be that we get a powerful earthquake that will destroy the instrument. Because what they're planning to bring to this side is horrible. And my wife had a dream a few days ago. In her dream, she saw they were bringing, they was coming to this side, these spirit demons that could get into the people and change their behavior. Someone else on YouTube had to say a similar dream of these demons being brought here and getting into the people. And turning the people violence like people could not imagine. After the 8, people are going to turn violence. Okay? Why were these things locked up in the times of Noah? Okay? Why do we learn in Genesis 6 that the earth was full of violence, my brothers and sisters? Okay? Why do we learn this? God says in Genesis 6, 3, the Lord says, my spirit shall not strive with men, for he's also flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. Okay? God even decided to reduce people's ages. Okay? For the outcome that will come on the earth, that the outcome that was happening in the times of Noah. There were giants on the earth in those days, verse 4. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore them children, they became mighty men of all. Men are renowned, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, that every imagined thought of the heart was only evil continuously. This is, and a lot of people have agreed, these are people completely demonically possessed, where the mind of the person is demonic control. And this is what the people was been dreaming last week, that they saw coming. People being possessed by these demons that have been locked up thousands of years, why did God lock them up? Why didn't God left them around? Why did he order his angel to lock them up? For the same reason, the evil, the wicked, when they get a hold of humanity, my brother and sister, they're merciless. Okay? And God did not want that on the earth, my brother and sister. That's why they ordered for them to be unbound. But guess what? Scientists are saying to God, we got this. We got this. We know what we're doing. We're going to bring them to the side. We're going to release them. And everything will be well after that. Everything will be well after that. My brother and sister, thank you, sister, for that dream. Sister said she had a dream on March 31st, 2024. She was very praying and I could hardly breathe. With difficult pregnancy, I tell someone in a dream that I could give birth in a week. And that is in regard to the Lord's coming. The Lord is coming. It's close. But you have difficult breathing, okay? That is not good, my brother and sister. Okay? Because that could be an attack, or you will be an attack in your dream. And no, the Lord said through Sister Barbara today, she was able to put up a video today, and she talked about the darkness coming up on the earth, but she also talked about the Lord for us not to be afraid, because we are going to be protected. And that's a good thing. We're going to be protected, my brother and sister. We don't need to be afraid. But the fact of the matter is that Isaiah 62 says, again, and I read it again, behold, watch, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. But unto whom is the Lord going to arise? He's very specific, upon thee, upon his own people, not upon the other people. The darkness, the gross darkness is going to cover the people, the rest of the people, the heathen, the one that have refused God. But God's people, us, God say that, but the Lord shall rise upon thee. That's God's protection upon our lives. God will protect us tomorrow and the days to come. But the rest of the people are getting a gross darkness coming upon them, starting tomorrow, my brother and sister. And that's the fact of that's the fact of all this, my brother and sister. Sadly, but it's coming. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Okay, thank you, Lord. Jude 1:13, raging wave of the sea, roaming out of their own shame, wandering star, to whom it reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And then Enoch, also the servant from Adam, prophesied against thee, behold, the Lord cometh when 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convict all who are ungodly among them, all the godless deeds which they have godly committed, and all harsh speech which godly sinners have spoken against him. Okay, and then he goes on, these are murmurer, complainer. Much of this is coming, much murmuring, much complaining, like you cannot even imagine. It's coming after tomorrow. Okay, and he tells you the reason, how they told you who would be marked the last time, that who will walk after the all ungodly lust. These are who separate themselves sexual, having no spirit. Okay, not the spirit, having not the spirit. Okay, my brother and sister, this is really deep. This is really deep. Okay, but verse 21, keep yourself in love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and don't have compassion making the difference. Okay, and the others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present your faultless before his presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. This is what the Lord is working in our lives today to do. Okay? He wants to keep us from falling. Because these things are going to open the door tomorrow through CERN to bring things here that they think they know what they're doing. And they don't know what they're doing. Because if God locked them up in the times of Noah, who are they to say, oh, no, we know what we're doing. We're going to release them. My brother and sister, it's horrible. It is horrible what they're planning. But it's really going to, my brother and sister, cost them a lot. Okay, here's back in verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who believe enough. And the angel who kept not their first state, but left their own habitation, have reserved an everlasting change unto the darkness, unto the judgment of a great day. These are not coming out, in other words. Okay? Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the city around them, like a man are giving himself over fornication, going after strange flesh, are set for us an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Okay? Remember when the Lord gave me the dream a few months ago of strange flesh coming back to the earth again? They look like really handsome men, really beautiful women. They came out of the, but they came really to seduce humanity in such a way that people who were not serving God, who were like in the flesh, the side of the flesh, could not hold themselves back from being with them, because they were seducing. The Bible calls them seducing spirit, but they look like a flesh body. My brother and sister, in sin, Lust was out of control. And that's what they bring, an out of control upon humanity, my brother and sister. Right now, you and I need to be crying out to the Lord more than ever. Because it's really going to get bad, my brother and sister. Like people cannot imagine. Okay? They cannot. They cannot imagine what will be happening in the days to come. But these will prophesy that it will be, my brother and sister. And the Lord don't want us to be afraid under fear. But does want us to be wise. Because you may see people turning violently against each other. And you can be someone in the supermarket, driving your kid to school, going to work. And these people, now you're going to see more violence out of people. The dream that people have been having in fighting with people, like the Lord showed me a few months ago, that these days that were coming, the people were going to turn violence, but violence, like out of control violence, where they didn't care if you said, I'm going to call the police on you. They didn't care about that. They can go on a shooting with the police. My brother insisted. And just everywhere, people not listening. And I didn't know specifically, well, I had an idea because I've been preaching for years about this, my brother insisted. But now that we're going into the season of this, it's where the part is. We that have children, I'm praying for my children. I'm praying for my family, my brothers and sisters, for my brothers and sisters, because I know how things are going to turn very soon. And some people will not be able to withstand this out of control. People turning so violent everywhere. People are going to be rioting across our country, across the world, where violence is like seeing 100 times more violence. People are going to turn, or maybe 1,000 more times more violence. And you say, how can this be? Nobody wants to obey the law anymore. People just want to kill one another. Well, that's the kind of violence we're talking about that's going to be coming on the earth in the days to come. My brother and sister, are you ready for something like this? Okay? And what it is we need send out those links in my email, brother, please. We need to focus on the Lord. We need to commit our life to the Lord and understand that this is the way things are going to be. And God wants us to commit our life to him more every day now. Continue to pray. Continue to repent. Don't get out of the presence of the Lord. Don't get out of you seeking the Lord, repenting, committing your life to Jesus, my brother and sister. Because again, the Lord is showing his prophet. The Lord is showing what is coming, my brother and sister. And we need to keep our eyes on the Lord and all this. Okay? Not come under fear. I'm not saying don't come under fear. No, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, my brother and sister. We need to love, okay? We need to focus on the Lord, love our enemy, okay? Love our enemy. But we got to go into the Word and know what the Bible says about these things that are coming, my brother and sister. So Genesis 6:6, and the Lord repented that he had made men on the earth and grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beasts, and the creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for I have repented that I have made them. I don't know if you notice, there are 3:6 in Genesis where God intervened. In Genesis 6, the Lord comes down and intervened. In Genesis 11, in the Tower of Babel, the Lord comes down and intervened. And the 3:6 is Genesis 9. Sodom and Gomorrah, when the Lord comes down and intervenes again. 3 times out of that generation, 3 times, 3:6, where the Lord comes and intervenes because the devil is up to no good. The devil, mark of the beast, 6:6, the Antichrist, is up to no good. Okay, Revelation 13. Genesis 6, Genesis 11, another 6, and Genesis 19. All divided by that 6, my brother and sisters. Isn't that incredible how everything is in the Word of God, my brother and sister? 3:6, there where the Lord has to come and the Lord has to, my brother and sister, intervene himself because the enemy and his demons are out of control, contaminating the earth. So that sign alone, with the Lord himself have to come down and intervene. And even, hallelujah, tell him that his spirit will not try with man no more. In other words, this is it for them. He decided to destroy men with a beast. Where now we're at the same time as Noah. The times are Noah and the times are Lot. My brother and sister, I believe this sign tomorrow, this full moon of April 8th, is a sign for the Lord to come down, to intervene with his people first. He's with us first to protect us, to keep us, because he came to protect Noah and his family. He came to protect Abraham and Lot and his family. And I believe he's coming to do the same with us, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. But the rest, he must destroy. He must destroy, my brother and sister. This is why we believe there must be 3 days of darkness in that regard, because it talks about this gross darkness coming upon the earth. Although you have a few other people saying there's no 3 days of darkness, but the children of Israel did not celebrate a Passover coming out of Egypt until they had a 3 days of darkness. Moving forward, which is a sign of the church going home before the Great Tribulation. My brother and sister, coming out of the world, if you can see it that way. Thank you, Lord. So again, verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Notice our mental violence. God has determined in verse 7 to destroy men with the beast and everything that creeps on the earth, my brother and sister. But Noah, my brother and sister, is not treated the same as the rest of the wicked one. God's not going to treat the righteous like he treats the wicked. To us, it's protection and blessing. To them, it's judgment that he's bringing to my brother and sister. Hallelujah. That's why he said to the prophet Isaiah, behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, his glory shall be seen upon thee. And this is what's coming. This is how we know the Lord is coming for his bride. He's about to, or is on his way for his bride. Because this gross darkness, this preparation of CERN tomorrow, NASA and all these things combined, running all their CERN, pointing out to a certain part of the earth where they have the devil comet. They call the comet the devil. Crossing by tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, where they know that some of these stars, some of these comets, they are like prisons. Because the Lord years ago took this man of God into, I believe it was a star or like a comet. It was like a comet because it was moving. And he saw a prison there. And he saw demons locked up in the times of Noah in prisons and these things that were moving with such a violence. Because we see it from far off. We cannot even imagine the millions of forces of power that take these things to move. And that's why these demons could not get out of there. Okay? But the demon was saying inside, when the Lord brought this man of God in there, wait until we get out of here. We're going to make humanity pay. We're going to make them pay because they've been locked up in these things. Tomorrow, there's a devil comet crossing our galaxy. And all the CERN and all of that will be pointing to the comet to bring something out of it into our earth. Now, God locked them up. God did humanity a favor to lock them up, my brother and sister. Why would these people want to bring them down? Why? It is not the first time that men are looking to the sky to try to reach up to God, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. They have planned this for a long time. They said in Genesis 11:4, and they said, come on, let us build a city, a tower, the house that reaches unto heaven. Let us make a name, lest we be scattered upon the face of the whole earth. They knew they will have a consequence when they say they will be scattered. The God, my brother and sister, will scatter them. These scientists are convinced that by doing this, it will help them with the depopulation agenda. That there's too many people on the earth and that the resources of the earth are being consumed too fast, that soon they're going to run out of them, my brother and sister. So they have a depopulation agenda. By releasing these things, they believe that people will kill with one another easily, okay? And then they don't have to do anything practically because people will turn violently. These things will get on people. And this is what God showed people in dreams last week and week before. These things getting into people and turning them violent against each other. and people just killing one another. My brother and sister, this, and so the scientists somehow knows about all this stuff, and they're going to be working on getting them here again. But that is going to cost much. But God said, we don't need to fear. And God has said it to the prophet Isaiah again. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. That's God saying they will return again. They will be back. How do God know that these scientists will work together to bring them back? Because God knows the mind of the wicked. There's nothing new under the sun. God knew that if they're not seeking him, and they're not worshiping him, and they're not committing their lives to him, they're going to turn to the wicked one, and the wicked one will lead them into doing this, releasing these evil spirits, okay, upon the earth again to destroy humanity. My brother and sister, behold, God said, watch, the darkness shall cover the earth. Sure, he's talking about something that is going to happen. How God knows that this is going to happen? Because God knows everything. The devil can, God knows what the devil's going to be thinking tomorrow and the day after and the day after. No surprise. Okay, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the earth now the people. That gross darkness is what comes out of darkness. Shalom, sister. Okay, that gross darkness comes out of darkness. Can you imagine a darkness coming out of darkness? But the Lord, God always has a plan. That's why we're not under fear. We should never come under fear. We should be coming under the protection of the Lord, under his blood, under his presence. He covers us. He protects us. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. See how it is? The Lord shall arise upon thee. Where is the Lord in our heart and our life? He shall rise upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon thee. What is that? Transformation of our body, giving us a glorified body, where his glory shall be seen upon us, visible. So while they're planning all this against humanity, the Lord has his plan. I'm going to glorify my children's body. Paul said, at the last trumpet, in the blink of an eye, we will be changed, we'll be transformed. My brother and sister, he explains it so well about this glorified body. My brother and sister, we are about to get a glorified body from the Lord. And his glory shall be seen upon thee, he says. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon us in a glorified body. Thank you, Lord. This wrath of the pasture is at the door. Do not miss the wrath of the pasture. Okay? Here's when the angel of the Lord, when the Lord comes to Sodom and Gomorrah after speaking with Abraham in chapter 18. Chapter 19, there came two angels of Sodom of the evening, and Lot sat at the gate of Sodom, and seeing them, he rise up to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the ground. What is God showing us? That Lot was a humble man of God. And whenever you see humility, you see God having mercy upon people. And he says, behold now, my Lord, turn, I pray you, into your servant's house and tarry all night and wash your feet. And ye shall rise up early in the morning and go your way. And they say, nay, but we will remain in the street all night long. He didn't understand the power God through them to protect Lot and his family. And of course they needed protection because God knew how the wicked are. What the Lord knows that you and I need protection today, tomorrow more than ever, and the day after tomorrow more than ever. You will feel the Lord so closer to you now more than ever. Why will you be feeling the Lord or experiencing the Lord closer to you now than ever? My brother and sister, why will you be experiencing the Lord closer than ever now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because the gross darkness is going to be upon the people, the heathen, the unbelieving, the one that have rejected the Lord over the years. The gross darkness is going to be upon them. And that's what God, the Lord has shown people in dream, these demons getting into their life and controlling their action, immediately turning them violent like in the times of Noah and Lot, and began to kill one another and come against people. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the days that are coming, Noah and Lot of violence, It's going to seem like uncontrolled, but do not lose faith. Try to stay indoor more than you can. And first of all, try not to use your cell phone tomorrow as much, because they will try to use your device, my brother and sister, against you. They've been working on controlling people's devices. And the Lord showed me or confirmed to me that they've been using people's devices to get into people's mind, to put thoughts into people's mind. Try not to spend too much time on your cell phone, please, and even on your computer. But it's just so evil, my brother and sister, what they're trying to do. Tomorrow, Monday, you're best off trying to stay all day long from your device so you don't feel the temptation through your device so strongly, or your children, or their negative mind, because look what God said through the prophet Isaiah. Again, I have to keep reminding you. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth. That's the first step. Gross darkness, the people. That gross darkness, a demonic possession over the people. And they're going to use your cell phone, your computer. They're going to try to use whatever they can for that to that gross darkness to people. That's a controlling, manipulating. My brother, and this is what people have seen in dream, getting into people's body and turning people so violent. And if, again, try to keep your children from the tablet, the cell phone. My brother and sister, pray over your cell phone. Pray over your computer. That's another way to for the Lord protection to be on your device. Pray over your device tonight, over your computer, your home, everything. Cover it with the blood of Jesus. Ask the Lord to put a hedge of protection and a wall of fire around your home, around your devices. My brother and sister, best is they're giving people a curfew tomorrow. After 5 o'clock, in all these states, they don't want people out, because that's when they're going to turn CERN, and they're going to focus on that comet, focus on that abstraction, bringing whatever they're going to bring over, which they should not, because God locked them up for a reason. But there's nothing stopping the scientists from doing what they want. They brought in the leader of darkness this week. And some of you saw on YouTube when he came over our country, our commander-in-chief went to get him in Europe and brought him in. He pushes our commander-in-chief here. He pushes him on the video. I don't know how many of you have seen that video. When I saw it, I was like, someone sent me the video on YouTube, and I saw it a few days ago. He actually pushed our leader. He pushes him. They brought him for this event, and they know what they're doing. He had ordered all his CERN to be on a focus point. They have a focus point tomorrow after 5 o'clock. That's why I'm telling you. What Isaiah says here, what God says here through the prophet Isaiah, it is so real, my brother and sister. Please understand, it must come to pass, because it's God's word. Behold, see it. God spoke to me this year that this year, in the beginning of this year, we were going to see. We were going to see. Behold, you will see. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, my brothers and sisters. This is the first step this year. But to us, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Hallelujah. That glory seen upon thee is our body being glorified. When we see that darkness and gross darkness upon the earth and the people that they're about to manifest, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to fear. Because it's not for us, it's for them. But we have a lot of unsafe family that we need to pray for, my brother and sister. When someone shared with me the dream that they had this week about seeing these things coming over and taking over people, person could not understand why. And when they shared the dream with me, I understood the dream. This is what they're doing. And we're going to see a change in people's behavior. The violence they're going to bring upon people after tomorrow. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. God locked them up. God imprisoned them. God did not want them to be out. It hurt them in his heart that he had made men. When he saw all the violence in the times of Noah and Lot, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because he saw the wicked and evil they were doing. He destroyed all the flesh, the living, in the times of Noah, because they had taken all over them, and they were just killing one another without any mercy. And to God, it hurt him in his heart that the men he had created can participate with these things in such a way. Well, our scientists today are saying, we got this. We know what we're doing. We're going to bring them here again. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're messing with. My brother and sister, it's horrible. God have mercy, but it's what's happening in the world. My brother and sister, oh Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. May God have mercy. But the Lord, Isaiah 26:21, for behold, the Lord coming out of his place to punish the inhabitants on the earth for their iniquity, and the earth shall be disclosed, will disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. So much covered on the earth that is so hidden. But the Lord says that when he comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants on the earth for their iniquity, that the earth shall also disclose her blood. Not going to be hidden anymore. All this stuff's being done in the hidden. The blood of innocent baby, abortion, all done in the hidden on this earth, secretly. Sacrificing baby to the devil, secretly. All this stuff's being done secretly. The Lord shall come out of his place. See, nothing happens until Jesus come, until the Lord's come to take care of the problem. The Lord shall come out of his place, as the prophet Isaiah. To do what? To punish the inhabitants on the earth for their iniquity. Okay? What have to happen? The earth shall disclose her blood. All this stuff hidden, he says there's nothing hidden that will not be brought to light. Will have to be disclosed. All these things they're doing. Okay? Her blood. This earth is full of innocent bloodshed. It will be disclosed, God says. She'll disclose her blood. She'll no more cover her slain. All those that have been killed, no more will be covered. It's been covered for so many years now. My Lord, my God, have mercy. Joshua 24:7. And when they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. Notice that God can use darkness. My brothers, between him and his enemy. And this is what's happening tomorrow in the United States. Okay? Okay? Listen. Joshua 24:47. When they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. Who was crying out to the Lord? God's people. God's people were crying out to the Lord. Okay? When they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and he brought the sea upon them and cover them, and your eye have seen what I done in Egypt, and ye dwell in the wilderness a long season. Are you listening to what God did back then? Good merciful God, that everything he does is because he loves us. He cares for us so much. My brothers and sisters, he is with us and for us. And our enemy are not getting away with anything. They think they are. These places, this park, baseball park in Ohio, is being full of equipment to be in use tomorrow. And they're going to close downtown Ohio. Downtown, all the street next to this stadium will be locked down so they can run all these equipment. A watt of electricity borrowed from Texas and neighbor state so they can run this equipment tomorrow. Millions. As far as I know, it takes over 5 million watts to run one of these equipment. And they're going to have several of them across the state line, my brother and sister, tomorrow. You're talking about 25 million kilowatts running. I really hope some of these, hallelujah, equipment burned down tomorrow. That will be the mercy of God. Or we get an earthquake that will burn them down. Because I'm telling you, if it happens, it will be the mercy of the Lord. Because what they're planning is no good. And we, the church, were still here, my brother and sister, But God told us it's coming. It is coming. And they're getting ready for the evil. May God keep us and protect us. So the Egyptians, they were trusting on wickedness and evil. They were working with the fallen angels and Naphtali and evil. And God, knowing what they were doing, my brother and sister, the Bible says that when the people of God, they cry unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, okay, and brought the sea to cover them. And your eye have seen what I done in Egypt. And you dwell in the wilderness long season. God did this for his people. Because God saw that the Egyptians were working with an Ephelian fallen angel. And were working together to destroy Israel. But God in his throne, like Isaiah says, my brothers and sisters, behold, he says, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover the slain. The Lord has to come out of his throne. And I believe tomorrow some people will experience the Lord in a special way. As they are preparing for the darkness and the gloom darkness, I believe we can experience the Lord in a special way tomorrow. Because he had done this in the past. As they prepare for darkness, the Lord prepared to be with his people. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. He's never too far from us. He's always close with us, he has said. My brother and sister. So tomorrow is a special day for them, but it's a special day for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. We need more of the Lord. We need more of his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Job 22:11 says, of darkness that thou cannot see, abundant of water cover thee. Hallelujah. God can be with us and protect us and deliver us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Job 10:23-17, because I was cut off from before the darkness, neither have he covered the darkness from my face. Hallelujah. He knew that the Lord could deliver him. The Lord could protect him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David said in Psalm 139:11, if I say surely darkness shall cover me, even that night shall be light about me. Oh, yes, you Lord. Jesus can be there for you and I. The Lord has come for us to be with us tonight, to be with us tomorrow, to protect us, to keep us, to deliver us. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. And do not lean on your own understanding. Let the Lord give you peace today and tomorrow. Thank you. Let them get ready for darkness. We get ready for light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, says Solomon in Ecclesiastes 6:4. He cometh with vanity and departed in darkness. And his name shall be covered with darkness. Yes, the evil one will. Hallelujah. For behold, I say, darkness shall cover the earth. Brought darkness to people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. They're getting for darkness ready tomorrow. They're getting ready for the gross darkness tomorrow. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 55:23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men should not live out of half of their days, but I will trust in thee, says David. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No matter what they're doing, no matter what's happening, David said, but I will trust in thee. I trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're not going to worry for what they're doing tomorrow. We're going to trust in the Lord. We're going to trust in the Lord's protection. Because the Lord is with us and the Lord is for us. My brothers and sisters, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's awesome God. He is good God. He is for us. He's going to destroy the plan of the wicked, my brothers and sisters. He's going, Isaiah 30:14, he shall break in as the breaking of the potter vessel. As a broken in pieces, he shall not spare. So the none shall not be found in the bursting. And short take fire from the earth and to take water wherever out of the pit. My brother and sister, they got the plan, but God has a plan for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah says in 2 says, neither say they, where the Lord have brought us out of the land of Egypt, led us through the wilderness, through the land of the desert, and out of the pit, through the land of the drought. God was with his people. God provided to them whatever they needed in that difficult time they went through, my brother and sister. The Egyptians have made their agreement with death and were trusting in them, but God delivered his people. And out of the shadow of death, through the land that no man passes through, where no man dwelleth, they were trusting the shadow of death. They were trusting in evil, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 48:44 out of the Amplified. The one who flee from terror will fall into the pit, and the one who gets out of the pit will be taken caught up in the trap. For I will bring down upon it, even upon more, the year of the punishment, saith the Lord. These wicked ones who, like the people of Moab, trusted in fallen angel, God brought them to the pit. It was God who locked them up. My brother and sister, he punished their years, the Bible says. My brother and sister, God don't want us to make our agreement with death, as he said to the prophet Isaiah. God wants us to trust in him. My brother and sister, you see that in the pit there's no water. Zechariah 9:11. As for thee also, by the blood of the covenant, I have sent for thy prisoner out of the pit where is no water. No water that's in the pit. The word of God says, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. God don't want us to end in a place where there's no water. But my brother and sister, he can provide us with water. Hallelujah. Zechariah 11:6. For I will no more pity the inhabitant of the land, saith the Lord. But lo, I will deliver the men, every one, into his neighbor's hand, into the hand of his king. And they shall smite the land out of their hand, and I will not deliver them. This is the people right now in the condition our nations are falling into, where God will deliver them into their own enemy, unto the Antichrist, the Mahabi, the Choi Man, the man of sin, the son of perdition. My brother and sister, he came to participate in all the evil that they're planning tomorrow. Oh, my brother and sister. Psalm 42, he brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the merry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. The Lord can set our feet upon a rock and establish our going. We're going forward with Jesus. We're moving forward with the Lord, my brother and sister. Our trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 55:23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Blood in the deceitful man shall not live out of the half of their days, but I will trust in thee. Oh, thank you, Lord. We will trust in Jesus. We will trust in the Lord only through all this, my brother and sister. Pray for your family. Pray for your life. Pray for your device. Cover the device with the blood of Jesus. Cover your home. Ask the Lord to send millions and billions and trillions of warriors, angels, archangels, sheriff on your home, your house, your property, to keep you on your ways to work, to protect you during your working time, your schooling time. Whenever you are, ask the Lord to protect you tomorrow. Protect your family. Protect your children. My brother and sister. Because the Lord can and the Lord will if he asks him for. My brother and sister. As they celebrate their victory, bringing evil to this side, we celebrate our victory, God being with us in a mighty way. Revelation 9:2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the moon were darkness by the reason of the smoke of the pit. Notice what comes out of these pits, they come out like smoke. Someone was explaining to me a few days ago about their dreams. They look like spirit, like see-through spirit. And they have no body. They're just spirit. And that's why when they are brought to this side, they want to immediately get into human's body because they have no body, and occupy them and control them right away. And that's why people will turn violent right away, because it will be not normal. They're not going to feel normal. They're going to feel rage and out of control. The same rage that the spirit feels, that the spirit has, all these thousands of years locked up, angry of God and his creation. This is what these people are going to feel inside of them, this anger, that they cannot explain that will make them go out of control. My brother insisted. Notice, he opened the bottomless pit and arose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of a great furnace. Notice, like a furnace, smoke, and the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the pit. You imagine, that's a natural change. That's a natural change. That, how do you explain when you see this darkness come over the air, it says over the air, we're darkened by the reason of the pit. It was by that reason. It's what they're doing tomorrow that's going to make things dark, more darkened after tomorrow. And people are like, wow, why do we feel like it's darker now? It's going to feel that way. And not people experience it. This is an experience that people had after they opened this bottomless pit. Because it was not supposed to be open, first of all. If God locked them in there and closed the pit, it was not supposed to be open. But now someone opens it and you see what happened. That's what they're doing tomorrow. They're not supposed to be doing. And it complicates everything. Complicates everyone's life. Because then after tomorrow, we have to deal with these people. We have to deal with the consequence that they're doing. And we're still on this earth. And we have to live with the consequence of their sins and disobedience. Of their thinking that they know what they're doing. They know the scientists are leading them to do all this. You notice that scientists are turning more diabolic than really study, as they used to say. Well, scientists, the foundation of scientists is study and study and study. Well, how come now scientists are turning more demonic? And most of all, knowing the devil and working with the devil and bringing demons to this side. How come it's all about that? Why is CERN all about that now? Wasn't it supposed to be about studies and improving people's life? Now it's more about religion than anything else and working with demons and fallen angels. You know, God told us in his word that it will be this way. The science will increase. Knowledge will increase. And this is what's being led to. People turning away from God and becoming more with the enemy, more friendly with the enemy. As I said, they make the pact, the covenant with death. This is basically what they're doing. They're making the covenant with death, clearly, openly. Not supposed to be this way, my brother and sister. But we're seeing the outcome of sin and disobedience, my brother and sister. So going back to Sodom and Gomorrah, he said he pressed upon them greatly. This is Lot speaking to the angel. And they turned into him and entered into his house. And he made them feast and bake unleavened bread, and they ate. All right now, everything sounds great. We're among family. We're getting along. We're eating. You know, we're fellowshipping, as people say. Everything is great so far. But here's the problem. Everything sounds like they're having a normal life. What is wrong with, look, all fellow, friends, brother, comes into our house. Come, let's fellowship together. And the angel comes into the house, and he made them bread. Oh, that's awesome, delicious. I imagine unleavened bread. And break unleavened bread. They feast. So everything so far sounds great. Sounds family, spending time together, sharing everything together. Everything seems so great. But now you see where what they're doing tomorrow will affect your life, and my life, and everyone's life. Watch now. Watch how everything changes now. Verse 4. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, both young and old, and all the people from every quarter, compassed around the house. Why do we have a mafia here? You can say. Why are we having all these mafia people? If you call it mafia, to run in your house. They were not doing anything illegal. The angel came there peacefully, friendly, nice. They were being nice to the people. I mean, they were not doing anything wrong. So why is it that this mafia, this entire city of Sodom and Gomorrah now, are surrounding Lot's house? Because they're not breaking any law. My brother, this was not the police. This was not the federal police or the FBI. This was not. My brother and sister, that they were breaking the law. So what's going on here? And this is what God teaches us through his words, the change that are coming in the days to come. My brother and sister, that happens in the times of Noah. It happens in the times of Lot now that we're reading, Genesis 19. That is going to be happening in our days. Verse 5, and they called unto Lot and said to him, where are the men who came unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. These people are getting fresh with Noah, with Lot now. Okay? Because if it's you and I, why are you being disrespectful, people of Sodom and Gomorrah? Am I not a guest in your land? And I have obeyed your law and work with you and pay you fairly wages? Why are you behaving this way? So lustful, so deceitful, so evil. Why are you coming to my house with such a violence, attitude, and behavior? This is Lot now, my brother and sister. At this very moment, life, in his family life, about to be in change. And Lot doesn't even know it. The church doesn't even know right now how much the life is about to be in change. They have no idea. Lot had no idea. Noah was a little bit different because he's preaching the gospel for 120 years while he's making an ark that God told him to make. And of course, the people behavior was not any different from since the time God told him to make the ark. They just worse and worse and worse. And that's what humanity is today, worse and worse and worse. But there's a change coming up in the atmosphere now, in our city, in our town. The God is telling us, like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. At this very moment, Lot doesn't imagine that his life, his wife and daughter life, are about to change so significantly that they're going to have to leave the city or run away from the city. Move away from the city far. My brother and sister, a lot of people around our nation right now in California, a different place, don't even realize how much they need to be away from their city. How far off they need to away from the city. The things are about to change like they don't even imagine. My brother and sister, they had no idea. But God said that this year they will see. They will see. Verse 6. Lot went out the door unto them and shut the door after him. And I say, I pray you, brethren, do not so weakly. He now feels like he can convince his people, his neighbor, that he knows them so well. Come on. You know your neighbor. You know your coworker. You know your boss. You know people around your neighborhood. You've been there for years. You think that if you talk to them, they'll listen to you. You don't have to live. You don't have to go anywhere, you feel, because you've been there for years. This is where you grew up. This is when you went to grammar school, high school, college, you know. And you feel like if you stay there and you can talk with the people will listen to you. That's how you feel, right? Well, that's how Lot felt. Well, let's see what happened. Thank you, Lord, because everything is in God's word. Verse 8, behold now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Version, let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, that you do to them as good as your eyes, only unto these men do nothing. Therefore, they came under the shadow of my roof. Now, I know it sounds here like Law, some people feel like Law is giving his daughters away. But it's, in reality is, if these men were looking to be married, I believe what Law is saying is, look, it is normal. If you want to marry my daughter, no problem. You know, you can marry them. I'm not refusing my daughter from marrying the man of Sodom and Gomorrah. He's not refusing his daughter from marrying none of them, my brothers and sisters. It's like Law still thinking everything is normal. He don't have to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. Everything is fine. You know, this is like San Francisco. You know, good economy, strong society, a lot of work. Hollywood's right there. It brings a lot of income into the state. I mean, there's so much. It's the strongest state of the whole United States. in regard to the billions of dollars that Hollywood's bringing in there. So people come there. People want to be actress. People want to study. People want to be famous. That's the place to go. And Lot is in the place to go. Sodom and Gomorrah is the market. It's the place. It's like California. A lot of money, a lot of actors coming in there. My brothers and sisters. But there's only one problem. That the situation has changed. And the world is not safe anymore. And when things change, you don't want, God don't want you to be in a place when your children can be killed the next day when things changes. When people can turn so violent that they can attack you, attack your children, and kill them. My brother and sister. Now, God, they had angel protecting Lot and his family. That's a good thing because they were believers, Christians. God had his protection over them. My brother insisted. But there's one thing God is asking them, as God's child, that they are, to leave the city. Move away. Move out to the countryside. Move out to the safer places. Because God's going to judge the city, Matthew 22. He's going to destroy the city, God said. And San Francisco will not escape. New York will not escape. Chicago will not escape. Vegas will not escape. There are major cities across the United States that will be destroyed in the days to come. They will not escape. And God is asking, it's like he was asking Lot to move away. Move away with your family. Because those cities are going to be destroyed. My brother, my sister. That's what God is asking them. Verse 9. And they said, and stand back. The angel understood here what God has been saying about Sodom and Gomorrah. Right now, angels understand well what is going on, the destruction that is about to come, my brothers and sisters. But it seems like the church, a lot of the people in the church are not getting the message yet. It's not going through the brain. Something is happening. There's a lot of Christians are not getting the message yet. Like Lot, they're in the middle of Sodom and Gomorrah, right in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, New York, Chicago, L.A., and all these major cities. And God's been asking them to move away. But something is preventing the message to go into their heart, into their mind, and move. There's something going on, my brother and sister. But let's keep reading. And they say, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came to sojourn, and he will become a judge. Now, we will deal worse with these men than with them. And they pressed sore upon the men, even Lot, and came near to break the door. They came near to break the door. Are you listening? They're going to break your doors down. They're going to break your house down soon. If you have not moved when God had asked you to move, you won't be able to stay in your apartment. You won't be able to stay in your house because they're bringing your doors down. Either a tsunami will wipe it out, an earthquake will destroy, your house in this city will be destroyed. The houses will not be livable anymore. And Lot, this message has not gone through his brain yet. And the angel said to Lot, step aside. In other words, you're not getting it. We know what God is about to do, but you're not getting it. And we got order here to bring you to safety. My brother and sister, bring you to safety. Hallelujah. Verse 10. But the men pulled forward their hands and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. Look what the angels had to do in order to save Lot and his family. They grabbed Lot by the hand, pulled him into the house, pulled him into safety until they dealt with the people because the people were not listening. Lot's word to the people who he thought he knew was not getting through to them. after tomorrow, that's the way people are going to be behaving. You can tell them whatever you want. They're not going to listen to you. It's like the message goes through the brain. It doesn't even stop in the brain. Things are about to change in such a way that you're going to see it. You're going to see it. No one is going to tell you. You're not going to have a preacher telling you, I told you so. You're going to see it with your own eyes. My brother and sister, you're going to feel, why are people not listening? Why am I having a hard time getting to this person? This person is angry at me, about to punch my face when I'm being peaceful. That's what is about to come. The people don't realize, my brother and sister, that God is saying it's coming. It's here. Again, verse 11. And they smote the men who were at the door of the house of the with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. This was a delay. Lick God in his mercy here. Allow the angel to blind these people in this city. Blind them all. Which that's what darkness does, my brother and sister. But they got blind, and they could not see their way to where they were. And it looks like even blind, they were trying to get to them because they're violent. They're possessed. That's what's coming, possession over people's life. My brother and sister. And the men said to Lot, hast thou there any besides the son-in-law and thy son and thy daughter, whosoever thou in the city, bring them out of this place. Now they gave him a strict message. Lot, get your family out of here. Get them out. Get them out of the city. Are you God is saying, get yourself and your family out of the city. Get yourself. Get your family. Get out of the city. Get them out of this place. Get them out. Because there will be consequence. There will be consequence in many people's life who are not listening. Who are not listening to the Lord speaking to them to dreams, visions, prophet that they don't even know. People are lying that they don't even know, contacting them, telling them this, thou sayest the Lord. You should have been out of that city already. Oh, I need another confirmation, they say. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Verse 13. For we will destroy this place, because the Christ of them was great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Once a city like New York, L.A., is appointed, Chicago, is appointed for destruction. If you wait in this city, come out of her, my people, God says, so you don't take part in her sin. You will take part in her sin. You will take part in her destruction too. If you don't come out of her, you'll lose your house. You'll lose your car. You'll lose your bank account. You'll find yourself walking somewhere in the highway, asking for a ride somewhere to get somewhere. Will you think safer? Yes. When God has been telling you for years, come out of her. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, so you don't be partaking of her sin. Because the longer you stay there, you partake of her sin. You start acting like the people of L.A., the people of New York, the people of Chicago. You get violence. You sexual loss in your life and so much more. Same behavior like them, you will be behaving the same. And God doesn't want us in us. Because he said, be thou holy, because I am holy. And without holiness, his word says, no man shall see the Lord. He wants us separated us. Separate us from the rest of the people. Sinful people, my brother and sister. Verse 13, so Lot went out, out, and spoke unto his sons-in-law, who married his daughter, and said, hallelujah, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one who mocked unto his sons-in-law. So his sons-in-law, my brother and sister, who married his daughter, remember he was giving up his daughter for marriage? Now they have married. There's a time they're like, well, when was the time to get married? Because first of all, they were not married. Now they're married. So he's talking to his sons-in-law to get out. So somehow there was a wedding celebration there going on. His daughter got married. Now He's asking the sons-in-law to come out with his daughter. Oh, we're not going anywhere. All the movement is in L.A. I'm not getting out of here. Hollywood is here. They didn't want to listen. Oh, this is New York City. This is the capital of the world. Where am I going? They didn't want to listen. Oh, this is Chicago. This is the place, you know, where things are moving all the time. They didn't want to listen. They did not want to listen. They thought this two city was the greatest, my brother and sister. But they were out for destroyed. Heaven had decided the future of the city. God had decided to destroy them. And who was going to turn away the hand of the Lord? Who was going to turn away his judgment? God already decided and said he's going to destroy New York. He's going to destroy L.A. Who's going to turn away his hand? He's going to destroy Chicago. Who's going to turn his hand away? My brother, like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, sinful people going to tell God not to destroy them when they're not repenting. We're not turning away from the sin. The wicked people will tell a righteous judge not to do this, not to bring his judgment. My Lord, my God, give us a little wisdom. Hallelujah. When the morning arose, the angel hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters who are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Hallelujah. Look what the angel will worry about Lot. You see that God knows us better than what we know ourselves. They're trying to get Lot out of the city. Early in the morning, the angel gave Lot and his family a speech, a message, a message. The message doesn't say, thou sayest the Lord. But the angel that are connected, that are one with God, can see what is in the life of Lot and his family. My brother and sister. And they give them an advice. Arise, take thy wife and thy daughter who are here. Now listen. Unless you are consumed in the iniquity, come out of her, my people, so you don't take part in her sin. The angels are telling them, if you stay here any longer, you will take part in the sin. You will participate. You will find yourself doing the same thing of the people in New York. You will agree with abortion. You will agree with homosexuality. And you, my sister, will marry another woman. And you, my brother, will marry another man and think it's okay. Oh, my Lord. How many pastors in New York City now are marrying people in their church? How many minister Christians, men of God, who spoke in the heavenly language, are married to another man in the church? Come out of her, my people, God says. Oh, my God. They stay there too long when God told them, get out of Boston. The first state that gave license to homosexual. The Lord, when this started happening, says to me, get out, my son, leave. Leave. And I said, Oh, Lord, how soon, how quickly, leave, my son. Leave this place, he said. I'm going with thee. Hallelujah. I went back to the Lord, and the Lord again told me to leave. Hallelujah. As they started taking licensing from pastors in Massachusetts, as many started agreeing in the church in Massachusetts now that almost homosexuality was okay in the church. And I met a woman, a co-worker of mine, a Christian supposedly, in a local church in our city who was a deacon. She was married to her partner. When they gave the license in Massachusetts, she went and married her partner legally. Two women legally married, deacon in the Christian church. I said, this is an abomination. This is not of God. I spoke to her. And she said, how dare you? I am a deacon. I had the same right. I gave to the church my tithes and offering, she says to me. And I said, don't you know what the word of God says? That this should not happen. This is an abomination, and God rebuked it in his word. And I sat down with her and I explained it. And he says, I feel like you are against homosexual, he says. She says to me, lesbian. She says, I love my partner, and my partner and I, she loves me, and we're very happy in the church. Why are you trying to separate us, Elvie? She says to me. And I said, because this is a sin to God. God said a same-sex marriage, this is a sin. And I read them Roman 1 and 2. I read it, look, what the word of God says. Hello, this is again God's will. And she said, this must be in preaching your church, but not in our church, she says to me. And I says, my Lord, my God. And the Lord spoke to me to get out. The whole state was being invaded. Now, as they were given licensing, the day they were given licensing in Massachusetts, that the court finally approved it, hundreds of people early in the morning getting the license to be married, my brother and sister. What an abomination that was. It was on television. Horrible. And then this was moving across the country. My brother and sister, abortion followed, and it's been horrible, horrible. But God is going to disclose the blood of this city in these days to come. There's nothing hidden that will not come out to light. My brother and sister, God told us to leave. Leave Boston. Leave the city. Leave the state. Because God knew, my brother and sister, that that would not be the end. That was only the beginning of the destruction. And God said, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. My brother and sister. Because people are so deeply involved in this that the church pastor, my brother and sister, I agree with it now. Hallelujah. Their church, hallelujah. Their church, my brother and sister, hallelujah, are agreeing with such a thing in such a way, hallelujah, that they're being compromised. John says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partaker of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plague. Hallelujah. For her sin hath reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. This is an iniquity before God. Homosexual, lesbian sin is a great iniquity before God. And for that reason, God is bringing his destruction. My brother, my sister. And God has told us to come out of her. Come out of this city. Come out of these places. Hallelujah. Because they are for judgment. God's going to destroy this city in the days to come. My brother and sister, people are going to see judgment this year that they probably thought they would never see in their life. This year, 24, they're going to see judgment. My brother and sister, and they will see what we've been talking about. Hallelujah. God's not going to let the word of his prophet come down to the earth, be none, my brother and sister. Blessed is our day that we see the word of the prophet. God has said it. God will fulfill it. Hallelujah. I myself have asked this, and I've been told that it's after exactly how God said it's going to be, my brother and sister, that his spoken word is in maximum authority. My brother and sister, he's bringing his word to come to pass. Hallelujah. As I had asked myself, I have given this word, I said, that God has given me. Is this going to come to pass? And the angel said, yes, that God's going to bring his word come to pass. My brother and sister, it's coming. Destruction is coming from the Almighty. Hallelujah. And as God has said through Isaiah, hallelujah, destruction is coming. He has said it through his prophet. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 11:7. When they shall have finished their testimony, the beast of ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. My brothers, much is coming in the great tribulation. The devil wants to kill the Christians. And there will be a time when the believer are going to be killed, but they're going to be with the Lord. They're going to be with the Lord. But people must go through a lot of these things. These testing and these trials, the martyr. There'll be a time for people that are going to die for the Lord, die for Jesus. That time is coming. The Lord soon is about to take out, or sooner than soon. the rapture of the patch of the bride of Christ is about to happen. My brother and sister, God said he's bringing it, he's bringing it. He's not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. Hallelujah. But we must understand that we, like Lot, must come out of her. They said to Lot, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. My brother and sister, the iniquity will get into your life, Lot, and it will consume you. A lot of people are being consumed by the iniquity of our country, of our city. And you see minister now agreeing with homosexual sin and becoming homosexual, marrying homosexual, because they don't want to lose their license. So they're saying, well, if God did not want me to have this license, he should have never given it to me. And if I need to marry gay, I'm going to marry them because they're my church member, they're saying. What an abomination. What an iniquity thinking that is. My brother and sister, because when it has to do with iniquity, it has no part in God. It should have no part in us, neither. My brother and sister. And just like the people in the times of Noah, when God saw the evil that they were practicing, the Lord repented that he had made man in his heart. And it grieved him in his heart because every single human being was made in his image. But when the fallen angel began to have children with them, and Jiam was born from them, and they became spirit, they became evil, they became taking control of people and killing people and doing all kinds of evil. They got out of control. It was like they thought they were in control. Then they find out they were not in control. See, tomorrow night, our scientists, our community scientists in the United States and the world, they think they're in control with CERN. They think that what they're going to be running tomorrow is going to be positive to their scientific community. But on the contrary, it's going to be negative because they're working with evil. They're dealing with evil. And it's not going to be positive for the city or the state or the country. On the contrary, it's going to bring a change to the city and the country and all that, and even to their own lives. Because they're trusting in death. They're making a covenant with this, says the prophet Isaiah. And as they're dealing with the unknown, because they don't know it really, they're communicating with them through CERN, and these demons are lying to them, promising things that they cannot give to, they can themselves not do, because God is in control. But they're telling them that when they come to the side, things are going to change for their better. Lies. The devil is the father of all lies. And when he speaks lies, Jesus said, John 8, he speaks of himself. That's his nature. His nature is to lie. Nature is to lie. My brother and sister, every word that comes out of his mouth will be a lie. Even though it sounds great, even though he gives them money, it's a lie. Because he entered to take their soul, to kill them, destroy them. The thief come, Jesus said in his Bible study, but to kill, John 10:10. Steal and destroy. The devil comes with three missions in mind. Steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My brothers and sisters. So, again, if it comes from the word, it should be okay. If it comes from human mind, the teaching is wrong. If someone telling you not to listen to something that is coming from the Bible, then you got to stick with the word. Simple. Simple. Praise the Lord. The thief, John 10:10, come by to kill, steal, and destroy. My brothers and sisters, that's the first step of the devil. Then the Lord said, but I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. We know that life is in the blood. And as long as you're repenting and the blood of Jesus is cleansing you, as the Apostle Paul says, that his blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Sin is unrighteousness. And as long as we are repenting daily, his blood is cleansing us. God will protect us from the plan of the devil to kill, steal, and destroy. So the message is, Let's stay under the protection of the Lord. Let's keep repenting. We don't need to fear. We don't need to be afraid. Because as long as we're committing our lives to the Lord is protecting us. My brother, my sister, thank you, Lord. But we cannot ignore the tool of the enemy. What the enemy is doing, what he's using against humanity in the last days, like what they're going to do tomorrow. If you ignore that, then the outcome of what you see how people behave and change, you will not understand it. You will not understand it, my brothers and sisters. And that's what's happening to a lot of people. Why are things changing so suddenly, people are saying? Why is humanity behaving in such a way? Why are things happening in such a way? They don't understand it. And it's all in the Word of God, and that's what we're teaching. If you know through the Word what is coming, then you prepare your relationship with the Lord in daily repenting and seeking the Lord and being holy, seeking holiness and righteousness. Praise the Lord. But you're not surprised. You're not surprised. And what we're having a lot of people surprised, my brothers and sisters, why our churches are changing? Why our churches becoming more modern? Why are churches not talking about sins and evil that are happening around? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's all happening. The enemy wants everyone to be in blind. But we are children of God. We're children of the light, not of darkness. God don't want us, my brother and sister, to be so blind that we're seeing what's happening. But we need to ignore it because our church don't want us to be learning about this. Isaiah 61, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord will be risen upon thee. In other words, get in the mood to celebrate. Right now, we the church got to be celebrating that Jesus is about to return for us. It's a moment for us to be getting ready to celebrate. Hallelujah. For behold now, behold, and let me read this from the Amplified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Even the complete Jewish Bible is a great Bible to read. Hallelujah. Arise, for your light has come, and the glory of Adonai will be risen over you. For although darkness cover the earth and take darkness the people, and you, Adonai, will rise, and you will see his glory. He's telling you of things to come, of things to happen, my brother and sister. Our hope is to seeing God glorify our body in the days to come. But while we are with God and we're waiting for his promise, look what's happening on the earth. There are things happening with the earth and the people that you can look away, you can ignore, but is it happening even with your family? For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Look what happened with the people that science cannot explain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Science cannot explain this. How are they going to explain something spiritual that is happening with humanity? They can. And a lot of churches are not giving people biblical proof that this is happening either. But over here, we're sharing it with you as God gives it to us. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to the people, but the Lord shall rise. The first step is what's happening with the people, the earth and the people. And the third step is us, for the Lord shall rise upon thee, his glory shall be seen. First, we're going to see darkness come upon the earth, gross darkness upon the people, and then we're waiting for a glorious day, as some people are saying. This is a glorious day when the glory of the Lord will be seen upon us, my brother and sister, when we are changed, when we are transformed into a glorified body. But before we get there, darkness comes upon the earth, gross darkness upon the people. And that is what people fail to explain. How is this happening upon the people? You have family members that you love that are not serving the Lord. They're backsliding. They're focused on the earth. They're focused on their career. They're focused on traveling the world. They're focusing on a bunch of other things. They're not committing their life to the Lord. And darkness, gross darkness, about to cover the light, their life. And they cannot explain it. Science, they cannot explain it. These are things that you and I are talking about tonight that science cannot explain. But the Word of God can explain it to you and I. Can tell you and I, look what's happening. Look what is about to happen. Okay? We don't need to be worried. We don't need to be concerned. Because as that is happening to them, God has a plan for us. But the Lord, God gives you a but in the middle of what's happening in the world, what is about to happen with the world and the people. There's a but for you and I from the Lord. God is busy working with you and I. Thank you, Lord. And that's important because when these things start happening starting tomorrow, people can lose hope. People can wonder, how did this happen? When did this happen? Why is this happening? We're supposed to provide biblical proof, biblical explanation of what is happening, what is about to happen, and why are people behaving this way. And that's what we're doing. We're not going into all this blindly. We know by the word what God's saying by the word that is about to happen. But for us not to be worried, because we are about to have a glorified body. We are about to be in change. We are about to be in transformed, God says, at the last trumpet. Thank you, Lord. And we're looking forward to that. We are looking forward to being changed. We're looking forward to being transformed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, my brother and sister. And his love, his mercy is available for you and I. But we have to stay committed to him, not letting anything change us. Because a lot of people, when they see things happening, they change. They let those things change them. And say, well, like a lot of people in the church's minister, seeing that the state, Massachusetts, our state, now giving homosexual license and lesbian, well, so, well, I guess we have to submit to the laws, the Bible says. So I guess I got to do the same thing. No, you don't. No, you don't have to do the same. My brother and sister, you don't have to be. You don't have to change to them. On the contrary, they have to change to us. Hallelujah. And that's why a lot of Christians chooses not to talk about these things. Because they say, oh, you know, brother, leave it alone. No, we're not to. Now, 1 Corinthians 15, okay, Paul's talking to the church here. And if now if Christ, verse 12, has preached that he rose from the dead, how say among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? In other words, whatever you say can contradict what really happened, Paul is saying. And a lot of Christians are not noticing that this is exactly what they're doing as they're preaching the gospel. If they say, well, Brother Elvi, that is not so. That is not so what you're saying. Then they don't realize is that they can be contradicting even what the Lord did on the cross. Or the resurrection of the Lord, an example. As Paul says here, he says to them, if Christ is preached that he is rose from the dead, how say among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? You notice that there were people that believe in the resurrection, and there were people that did not believe. In order for Paul to explain to them how serious this matter is, he says to them, verse 13, but if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Was it a fact that Christ risen from the dead? Yes, it is. The argument here is that if you say there's no resurrection, then Christ is not risen, Paul says to them. Then you believe it's in vain. And this is what people don't realize that they're doing by saying certain things that they're saying now. Verse 13, and if Christ not be risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also in vain. And this is another argument to their questioning what the Bible says. That if you say that there's no resurrection, Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain, then the gospel that you say that you receive and you believe have become in vain, and your faith is also in vain. See what I'm saying? It can affect your life. It can affect people's life if you're not careful in what you say. You have to have biblical foundations. And the Lord has proven how accurate his word is when he told his disciple that the Christ will be crucified, but on the third day he will rise again. Then the disciple forgotten about the matter. Jesus was arrested. He was taken in. Then he was crucified. They thought all hope was lost. And then you will say, didn't they remember what Jesus had said? No, they didn't. Because they were all locked up in the room beating themselves up. But then Mary, one of them, who believed, went to the tomb and find out that the body was not there anymore, that the resurrection had happened, and asked the gardener. But the gardener that she was asking was the Lord himself, Mary. And then when she realized it was the Lord, I go further ahead of you and tell your brother. He knew, God knows exactly how we feel when we're going through, my brother and sister. The disciple beating themselves, my brother and sister, they were beating themselves inaccurate. They were informed by forgetting about the information they had. And now information is the word of God, the promise of God. And you cannot forget about that. Everything you have received, all the information that God has given us, is so we have hope in his promise. Is that we continue to seek the Lord and commit our life to him, knowing that the Lord is faithful and that he will fulfill the promise he has made to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15. Yea, we are found to be false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, who did not raise up, but if so be that the dead raises not. In other words, one thing will abolish the other one, Paul is saying, in the regard to faith. But if the dead is risen now, then Christ is not risen, he says. And Paul is not being negative here. Someone will read this. Why is he being so negative? Paul is not being negative. Paul is reminding them of God's promises, that God cannot lie, that whatever he promised us, he will fulfill. Then if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and ye are not of your sin. And ye are not in your sin. And also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished, which is also not true. But in order to give them the true information, he has to speak to them this way. Verse 19. If in the life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men who are miserable. But now Christ is risen from the dead, become the first fruit of those who slept. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, our hope in him is not dead. It's completely alive. And the Lord himself will make sure it's that way. The Lord himself will make sure. This is why the Lord appeared to Mary in the tomb, when she thought it was the gardener. Why? Because the Lord wanted to take care of this matter with his own people. That what he had promised, he himself will fulfill. My brother and sister, I remember a few months ago, I shared this on the Lord's Hour. When Jesus took me up to the wedding celebration, I began to see the cake, the wedding, the flower, everything. And I was so happy to be in there that I didn't want to come down to the urine again. I was thinking within myself that the place was perfect. Everything was so beautiful. I was in the presence of the Lord, God Almighty. And I was thinking, man, I want to stay here. I don't want to go back to the earth again. Then I saw Jesus coming down the stairs beautifully, ready to be married. And the Lord says to me, come with me, follow me. And I try to tell the Lord, Lord, I don't want to go up there anymore. Because he was inviting me to come out the door to come down here again. I'm like, Lord. But the Lord insisted. I said, okay. And then We were allowed to come down out the door. The door was almost closed. Jesus began to speak with me. He says, I want you to go back. And I want you to tell them about this place. Everything is ready. But give them my word, my revelation, and my word to them, my message to them. And as the Lord was walking on my right hand, I was walking next to the Lord. I was very quiet. I was just listening to Jesus as we were walking together. And he was explaining to me, give him my word. And I was telling the Lord, Lord, what about those that don't want to listen? And Jesus says to me, if they don't want to listen, it's okay. It's not on you, it's on them. But speak to them my revelation and my word, he says. And I bow my hand and I say, yes, Lord, as we were walking together. Go and give him my word, my revelation, my brothers and sisters. Then he gave me another scene there. When we walked, I saw Jesus in New York City preaching to the people. We were still in the spirit. People were walking by. And as the Lord was inviting them to the wedding, I saw Satan come as a police officer, telling us that we should not be doing this. We were evangelizing. We were telling, the Lord and I was telling people about the wedding. And some people I noticed, they didn't notice it was Jesus speaking with them, but I knew it was the Lord. And people were going by New York City to the work, and Jesus was speaking and inviting them to the wedding. My brother and sister, I saw how faithful he is to his message and his word, how committed he is to his message of telling people to get ready for the wedding. Very committed. He takes it very serious. He doesn't change. He tells people, look, get ready for the wedding. And some people ask, where's the wedding? He will point. He said, the wedding is that way. He will point to the wedding. But he was pointing to himself. He was leading them to him. And my brother and sister, to get them for the wedding. Thank you, Lord. Because he's about salvation. He is about saving their soul, saving their lives. He knows what is coming. And he's in control. But he will allow great destruction to come. It will come. It will come in the days to come. He wants to get people ready now to be going home. But anyone go to the left, if people walks away, my brother and sister, after the Lord has been invested in their lives, it's on them. It is on them. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God loves us. God loves his people. Jesus died for us on the cross because he didn't want anyone to perish. He wanted to save us as he promised and keep us and deliver us. But we must be obedient. There's a consequence for sin. The penalty for sin is death. And we tend to forget that. We think that all the sin that is going on in the world is going to keep going on and on and on. That is not true. God is about to judge sin. The penalty for sin is death. What humanity is doing now, it will be for their own destruction what they're working now. Nothing but their own destruction. My brother and sister, the tools that they're implementing, that they're going to be running tomorrow is for their own destruction. In the days to come, they will see it. My brother, the church is not here for too long. I heard a testimony today. The Lord told this man, go tell them, he says in his dream, he saw Jesus coming. He saw the Lord coming for his wedding. He saw Jesus coming to take his bride home. And in that very moment, the Lord spoke to him and said, go tell them to get ready for my wedding. Tell them I am coming. He saw the Lord's coming. His coming is any day. And as we see darkness, it's growth, darkness and growth, darkness, as Isaiah said, but the Lord, he says, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. That's the glorification of our body, the change and transformation that he made. My brother and sister, He says that we will be changed. And when he makes the promise, when the Lord makes the promise that we're going to be changed, you and I can be sure 100% he's going to fulfill that promise. Hallelujah. He says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be risen, rise incorruptible, and we will be changed. We will be changed, he says. Hallelujah. For the incorruptible might put on incorruption, and the mortal might be put in mortality. So when this corruptible shall put in corruption, and this mortal shall put in mortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. I just felt the earth move. Death is swallowed up in victory. I heard this. I heard this. I can feel the earth moving here. Hallelujah. I heard this. I heard this. Death is swallowed up in victory. My brothers and sisters, all dead, where is thy sting? All grave, where is thy victory? For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So how do we remain, says Paul? How do you and I stay firm? Therefore, my beloved brethren, steadfast, unmovable. Don't let anyone move you. Don't let anyone move you from the Lord and serving the Lord and committing your life to the Lord and sanctification, purification, and holiness and righteousness. Because if you listen to people and you lose your soul and you find yourself in hell or in the lake of fire, who are you going to blame? Who is going to go get you out of there? Who's going to deliver you from the sting of death, which is sin? Jesus paid the price on the cross. And the Lord Jesus wants to keep us in him, under his protection, under the shadow of the Almighty, that where we are not moved, when we remain firm, unmovable, always abounding in his work of the Lord. So we know that we labor not in vain in the Lord. God wants us this way, to live this way, to remain this way. A lot of people over the year have let other people move them. And who are they going to blame? Who are they going to point finger to? Especially if they're lost in hell. I told a brother years ago, part of my ministry, brother, don't lie, let anyone move you. Brother, let the Lord guide you and protect you and lead you and your family. Oh, but my partner want me to leave your ministry and do this and that. I said, brother, make sure that the Lord is leading you, brother. Make sure that the Lord is leading you, brother. That this is what the Lord wants. Jesus spoke to me and said, I want him working with your ministry, my son. And I got happy when the Lord told me this. And I told him this. And the Lord went and confirmed it to him and told him, I want you working. And the Lord told me, Brother Elvie, my son, He contacted me to tell me this. And everything was fine. Then the Lord given me for people not to take the vaccine. And I was teaching for people not to take it before the vaccine came and appeared. I share my testimony about the vaccine. Before COVID, I share about this that was coming on the Lord's hour. I share. 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, for people not to take it. He heard me saying not to take it. But I guess his partner, who wanted to move him from the Lord's Tower, convinced him to take the vaccine. When the Lord took me to hell, I saw him there. He came over to me telling me, why did God allow this to happen to me? And I said, why will you say that? When I told you, remember, not to take it, right there, he stopped in hell and looked at me. In hell, he looked at me like, uh-oh. I told you on the phone not to take it. So, because he came to me telling me, why did God allow him to take it? Why was he brought there through the vaccine? Why was he allowed to take it? Obedient to God is better than sacrifice. Disobedient to him is like idolatry. It's like the sin of idolatry. My brother and sister, says Samuel to, hallelujah, to Saul. It's like the sin of witchcraft, sorcery, and black magic. Disobedient. I told him what the Lord told me. When I went to Jesus, when the Lord spoke to me about the vaccine, people was telling me that the vaccine was not the mark of the beast. And at that very moment, I didn't know what to tell people. And I said to some of the people, I will go to the Lord and I will ask the Lord. Whatever the Lord says, I will tell you. I will get back to you. It's recorded on the archive. And the Lord, merciful him, good and righteous, loving Father, I remember, took me in the spirit. And there he was standing before me. He was under a great tree. I was right there before the Lord. I never seen such a flourish, beautiful tree. It was large like I never seen before. My brother and sister. And this was Jesus standing under that tree. And I was in the spirit that's right before the Lord. I can see him completely from the top of his to the bottom of his feet. And I said, Lord. The Lord was quiet because he knew I was about to ask him a question. And I said, Lord, some people are saying, and the Lord knows every question. He knew exactly what I was going to ask, but he remained quiet so I would ask. And I said, Lord, some are saying, some I'm asking is the by seeing is the mark of the beast. Praise you, Lord. And Jesus looked at me and says, it is the same. He didn't tell me it was. Listen to what he said. He says, it's the same. I came back with the question, with that answer, and I gave it to you. And I tell you, this is what the Lord says, it is the same. Some people, but Brother Elby, is it or is not? He said, it's the same. Okay? Because he has shown me years ago prior to that, that the RFID was the mark of the beast, that the RFID was the tool that will be used to inject it in people's right hand or on the forehead. A lot of people disagree with me, including today there are people that disagree with me. But the Lord showed me this over 14 years ago. My brother insisted. Years, many years before the RFID appeared. The RFID appeared in 2013 in the United under the Obama Don't Care program. Because if you think Obama care for you, because that's what they name it, the Obama Care program. But Obama care for nobody. 2013, look it up in the history. And the Obama Don't Care program, the RFID appeared. hundreds of thousands of people a week will be injected with the RFID in the right hand after a peer. I remember Obama and Michelle Obama being interviewed on this. And they will be an interview. And Michelle Obama said, my brother insisted that there were hundreds of people a week being in the RFID were being put on people's hands, my brother and sister, and she thought this, it was great. Michelle Obama, who's about to come and be president soon, thought it said that it would be great. Michelle Obama that changed Easter, changed gays and lesbians the other day, and spoke last week on the internet congratulating the lesbian and gays on their dates that Biden said last week. You can look it up on YouTube in case you're wondering. Okay? Michelle Obama, who so many people love in the United States, congratulated how this was working back then, 2014. That's when that interview happened. After the 2013, when all that was introduced, and that Obama don't care bill, my brother and sister, it's been happening. It's been happening. My brother and sister. But if you're speaking to someone who already been vaccinated, you're not speaking to the person that you think you are. So they're not going to listen to you. Okay? First of all, they're not your friend, and they don't know you. The new demon that is in a person's body doesn't know you, and it's not your friend. And if it can kill you, it will kill you. Okay? My brother and sister, the reality of all this, if you knew, if the Lord will show you, you will be vomiting from now to kingdom come. I am telling you, this is horrible, more horrible. Some people have seen it, and they cannot believe we're living in such a time. But like Esther said, Esther was chosen for such a time for the destruction of the Jewish people. And she was the tool that God used to save her own people. We, the church now, are the tool to save a few that are going home in the rapture of the pasture. But Esther can only do so much. We can only do so much. If some people decided that they don't want to listen, okay, that's it. That is it, my brother insisted. Esther can only say so much. We can only say so much. We're born for such a time like this. The Lord Jesus told me this, that I was born for this time. For this that he having me do. So we need to understand and like Esther be responsible and just preaching the truth. Let them know. Let them know what is happening. So he approached me in hell and he tried to tell me that why did God allow this to happen to him. You think that I was going to take 20, 30 minutes that God brought me down there to show me the other people that I needed to see, to spend it on explaining to him who I told him on the phone when he was in his body before not to take it? The reason why that he ended up there? No. Okay? I left on standing and walked away from him. In hell. My brother, he was telling me how difficult his life is and horrible he's going through. I am so sorry. But if people don't listen, and that's where they end, they're going to have to deal with it. It's a simple fact. I'm not being mean, but the Lord is having me deal with so many people. Trying to help so many people before it's too late that I cannot just focus on one alone. My brother insisted. The decision to be obedient is now. God said, come out of her, my people. So you don't take part in her sin. A lot of people are taking part in her sin. That's the choice they're making. My brother insisted. Time is short. Jesus is coming. His bride has been given the time to make herself ready. Ready to repentance, sanctification to the Lord. That's what we need to be, my brother and sister. Now, Isaiah 63, Gentiles to come to the light and king to the brightness of his rising. When you hear people saying this is only for the Jewish people, the Bible says Gentile shall come to thy light. You see that the Gentile were included in the plan of God. Said to the prophet Isaiah, and the king to the brightness of thy rising. We were chosen for the brightness of this rising to be in change and to be in transformed, says Isaiah there. My brother and sister, into a glorified body. This is the brightness of his rising, where our body is changed and our body is transformed. By whom did God point here that will be chosen out of to take in part in this? Again, verse 3. The Gentiles shall come to thy light. That light is salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, first of all. And kings to the brightness of thy rising. We are made king and priest unto the Lord our God. That's Revelation 1, chapter 1. We are made king and priest. So he says, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. This rising, like in the days when Mary went to the tomb, Jesus appeared in his glorified body. He appeared like an angel. She thought it was the gardener. But when the Lord appeared to his disciple, he went right through the wall. His brightness appeared among them. Remember, he had told them not to touch him because he had not gone to the Father yet. My brother insisted. So again, Gentiles shall come to thy light, okay, and king to thy brightness of thy rising. My brother, step by step. So you know that, oh, it's only for Jewish. Take them to this verse and show it to them that we've been chosen to be in part of this, part of his rising. Rising, of thy rising, of this change, of this transformation. My brother and sister, verse 4. Lift down thine eyes, run about thee, and all they that gather themselves together, and come to thee, thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed of thy sight. It was plan of God, my brother and sister, that we will be nursed of his sight. Thank you, Lord. And nurse, if you are a nurse, I know we have nurses here. How many nurses we have here? Come on. Because, you know, this is a way to help people understand the word. How many nurses that we had in the chat room listening tonight? I believe there's a licensed nurse, and I don't know if the other one is an assisting nurse, but I know a licensed nurse, Sister Denise, she's a licensed nurse, my brother and sister. I believe we have 3 or 4 nurses here listening. Amen. Again, lift on thine eyes around about and see. Remember the Lord said we will see. The Lord said we will see. And he's telling us to lift our eyes, then we will see. Run about, and you will see. Okay? They will all gather themselves together. Remember, the bride had made herself ready. The bride had made herself ready. Now, lift on thine eyes, run about and see. This is the year we're going to see. All they gather themselves together. All they who? The bride, God's people, gather themselves together, and they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nurse of thy sight. My brother insisted. Nurse, when you need a nurse, it's because you need assistance. There's assisting nurse. You end up in a hospital, assign nurses to you. They do IV. They can inject an IV into your body. They do blood. Nurses bring you food. They can help you. Pillow, blankets. Nurses are there to assist us, to assist the people. My brother and sister. God says that the daughter should be nurse at thy sight. The Lord, in this difficult time, with his tending care arm, will nurse his people, take care of his people, Nurses, there's another thing nurses do. They bring you food. If you're a patient, you're in a hospital, and you have an ache, you say to the nurse, I'm hungry, I have an ache. Okay, we'll bring you food. The nurses will bring you food. We'll bring you liquid. We got to make sure you have liquid in your body. Nurses are there, okay, to take care of you. They're there to take care of you. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. God is saying you're going to be taken care of in the last days by him, like if you have a nurse in your life right now. The Lord will take care of you with food and blanket. Remember when the Lord showed me a few weeks ago that the time will come, that things are going to get really hard, but we will pray for food. I remember having a few brothers over in my house with my family, and I said, let's hold hands, let's pray. And we pray for food. All this cooked, ready to eat food appear. If I can remember clear, I guess some people wanted to eat turkey. It was there. And beef, it was there. All cooked, ready. Well cooked, delicious. I cannot eat meat, but it looked delicious. And the Lord knows I love fish. All this fish from the sea, delicious cooked, also appear next to all this meat. And some people wanted more, like cake or cheese. Some of my brothers and sisters like the cheesecake. The Lord made it appear. Oh, that cheesecake, rounded cheesecake what are they called? Thank you, Lord. Making people hungry. I am telling you, it was deliciously made. And I believe this is made in heaven. Okay? And all this delicious food, we just pray. And the Lord, God Almighty, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Had all this meat appear on our table, cooked. And the Lord showed me, look, we are not going to have no need of anything. So that's why he says that thy daughter shall be nurse of thy sight. In his sight, in his presence, he is planning, as he says, show me, to nurse you and I. My brothers and sisters, he's going to take care of us. He's going to give us all this meat cooked, fish as you love it, seafood, whatever you love, boom, all appear that cooked, ready to eat. Oh, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, for sure. That's what's going to be happening. And he's getting us ready for this. And then if you like some cake afterward, and I noticed, I believe it was juice that I saw. Like, I love orange juice once in a while, and it was there. Boom. And other juice. I mean, it was as much as our table can hold that he made appear. And I believe there was more food on the table than what we can eat anyway. I remember when God told Moses to tell the people to you know, don't let the leftover go bad. My brothers and sisters. So you can imagine that God's going to give us more than what we can eat, but then we cannot waste it. Hallelujah. Because there are other people that are going to be hungry even in our community. Let's take some of our food to our community and give it to our neighbors. The food that God's going to make appear in our house, we can plan to have plastic plate, whatever, bowl, plastic bowl also, and go ahead and fill and give it to our neighbors. And in that case, it doesn't go to waste. First, yes, we got to ask the Lord if the Lord is okay for the Lord for us to do that. Or if he wants us to put it in our fridge, you know, we got to ask the Lord before we make the decision. I know it will be, you know, in our heart, we will like to share this with anyone's up there, but it's always better to ask the Lord. The Lord Almighty has a great plan for us. I want to be ready for the Lord to use us this way in the days to come. My brother and sister, I hope that the people in the days to come are ready asking the Lord to use them this way. I believe why God had me share this here on the Lord's Hour, what he having us experiences, so you can take this before the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to provide you one way or another. My brother and sister, I meet people that I don't know all the time that God gives me favor. And I met a young man yesterday that I had never seen before. And talking with him, I asked him about seafood. And he directed me somewhere where I ate one of the most delicious seafood I ever ate before. And I was shocked. And I told my wife, because she was asking me, I said, I just met this guy. And we entered into a conversation. God gives me favor with people I've never seen, I've never known before. It's a favor of the Lord, my brother and sister. And it's become such a blessing to my life. Thank you, Lord, for that. My brother and sister, God can provide to us. God can supply our needs. We just need to trust him and ask him to help us and provide to us and lead us, and he'll do it. He'll just do it, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And there was another lady we also met who also gave us a blessing, which I was, it's just, the Lord is, it's just so incredible. The way he does things, my brother and sister, that he show us his mercy. He show us he's there for us. My brother, all we got to do is ask him, believe him, and trust him, and just watch him being there for us, helping us. He knows we're limited in so many things, but he's able to do everything. And if we ask him, we believe him, he'll make things possible for us. You know, and you're like, wow, Lord, he's so awesome. He's so good. So he says that thy sons shall come from far. Thy daughter shall be nursed of thy sight. Verse 5, then thou shalt see and flow together. Oh, he's bringing us together there. And I know a lot of people, when is the Lord bringing us together, brother? When is the Lord going to begin to do these things he promised us years ago and bring us together and do these things? Oh, believe me, he got his plan. He's going to bring and come forward, my brother and sister. Then shall the Lord see, then thou, God wants us to see that he's good and that his love endures forever. And the Lord beginning this year says to me that we will see this year. And I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to seeing, because he told me we will see. He told me. And I know he's faithful. Thank you, Lord. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged. For some reason, that came to me last night or earlier. I was watching an animal show. They were talking about the cheetah, how it's the fastest animal. It can run 60 miles in under 3 seconds. But they were saying that the heart enlarges. I never heard that before. Hallelujah. The heart of the cheetah enlarges so it can do this. And I'm like, wow, I have heard this before about David's heart, that a rabbi said that his heart was large. You know how the Bible said that David's heart was a heart according to God's own heart. And rabbi said that in the Hebrew, he was explaining that the heart of David was enlarged, was bigger. So I'm like, wow, I wonder about things like this. So it says here, again, verse 5, then thou shalt see, then you will see and flow together. In your heart, thine heart, shall fear and be enlarged. I think the brother is right. You know how people say, brother, be careful with the rabbi. A lot of them don't believe in Jesus, but they believe in God's word 100%. That is God's word. So I asked the Lord years ago about this, about a certain rabbi. And the Lord says to me that, first he says, it's my word. And so what they share, his revelation, come from his word, he says. Their wisdom comes from the word, Jesus says to me. Amen? So here's the proof. That thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Am I imagining this? Oh, this is in the word of God. Are you in Isaiah 60, verse 5 with me? Because I want you to look it up in your Bible and tell me that I'm wrong here. Because I know I'm not imagining this. Okay? I'm not imagining this. I'm sharing it to you from the Word of God, my brother and sister. I'm in Isaiah 60, verse 5. Then shall see the flaw. Then you will see the flaw. Together in thy heart shall fear and be enlarged. Is that true, yes or no? That our heart will be enlarged. Thank you, Lord. Pray. This is going to have you meditate all night long. Why is our heart going to be enlarged? Are you ready for more? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God has a lot in store for us. And he's revealing it to us through his word. Okay? Thank you, Lord. And he's talking to us, Gentile people of God, specifically. Because if you've been told over the years that you're not Jewish, why are you believing the Bible that was given to the Jewish? Haven't you heard people saying that to you? Huh? Brother Joseph, now is the time for you to listen, brother. Please listen. Listen. Let the Lord speak to your life on this. Don't worry about the earthquake. Just listen to what the Lord is saying. And hear what your spirit to hear, because this will bless you in the days to come, in the day of testing and trial, to bring you forward in the Lord. So you won't lose hope in what is coming. Because when these things start happening, many are going to lose hope. They have forgotten what the Lord has said. Don't forget what the Lord has said. Don't forget. It's important that you listen so you don't forget. Again, verse 5. Then thou shalt see and flow together. He's talking to us. And thy heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because why is our heart being enlarged? Fear and being enlarged. Listen. Because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted into thee. The wealth of the Gentile shall come unto thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is making this promise to you and I, not men. You will have people say, oh, men are saying that. No, 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 no. I'm not reading this. I'm not reading you this from a book that a pastor wrote last year or a few years ago. I'm reading this just from the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. This is his word that we're reading. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6. The multitude of camel shall cover thee. The Demery, the Midian, the Ephrah, all they from Sheba shall come and shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praise of the Lord. Now the word God is saying, I will have people do this that you don't know of. Remember, says Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will show you things that you don't know of. These are the things that you not know of that God is going to do, that God is going to manifest. You got to wait for his promise. You got to look for his promise, because he's making us the promise. And then he says, lift your eyes. Verse 4, lift thine eyes around above and see. What are you lifting out your eyes for? His promise. What he's telling us he's going to do. Lord, you said in your word you're going to do this. I'm looking forward to this. I'm lifting up my eyes round about. I'm looking for the things, Lord, that you said you are going to do. I'm looking for them. I'm hoping in them. I'm praying for them. I don't know if you're fasting for them. Begin to fast for what God promised you. Begin to pray for what God promised you. Look for them. God said, lift thine eyes. Lift your eyes. Lift your eyes. Hallelujah. Lift your eyes. God wants you to lift your eyes. God wants you to look up. Because God is up in the heavens. Up, 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 up in the heavens. And the one bringing the promise to you and I is him from the heavens, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Remember Jesus talking to his disciple and telling them how he was going to die, Messiah was going to die, be crucified, and raised on the third day. And when it happens, they were losing hope. They were losing hope. But thank God for someone who says, I'm going to go to the tomb and look for my Lord's body. Hallelujah. You think that Mary was hoping to find the Lord's body? My brothers and sisters, do you think that Mary was hoping to find the Lord's body? Or she was hoping that the Lord will fulfill what he promised? What do you think? What do you think Mary was hoping for? Because she was desperate for a minute to see his body, to find his body. You know, some people were afraid that the body will be stolen. Then the disciple will say that he had resurrected, as the heathen was saying. Oh, let's put God in the tomb, because then they will steal the body and say that he resurrected and continue with the teaching. That's what they were afraid of. So when Mary comes to the tomb, what do you think she's hoping to see? She's hoping to see the body. But when the Lord speaks to her, Mary, twice, call her by name. And that word penetrated her being, her heart. Mary realized, Rabbi, my Lord, my God. That very moment, the word came alive to her. The church is about to receive a Mary. Church, my daughter, my son, what did I say to you in my word? Didn't I tell you to lift up your eyes? Oh, I thank you, Lord. Lift up your eyes around about thee. All they that gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far. Thy daughter shall nurse at thy side. God is going to take care of us, my brother and sister. The Lord has not left us. The Lord has not forsaken us. The Lord is with us. He wants us to keep our eyes on him. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because the world's going to continue to be shaken. He said he was shaking the heaven. He will shake also the earth, my brothers and sisters. He's going to shake everything. He's going to shake everything. The maker of heaven and earth is going to shake this earth like it never been shaken before. He's going, my brother and sister, to shake this earth. Earthquakes and tsunami, you only heard about. You're going to see them enlarge. You're going to see destruction come from the Almighty, because he says they're coming. But I hope in the Lord we will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Even if our earth is destroyed, if everything is destroyed, we will remain in the Lord, because we are part of his body. And it doesn't matter what happened in this earth. Hallelujah. Our dwelling is above. Our dwelling is with the Lord. This is why we're going home, because our dwelling is with him. Thank you, Lord. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't let anything move you. Even if the earth gets destroyed, this year knows that this year, God, you will be with him. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what gets destroyed. That means that you will be with him then. If it gets destroyed this month, you'll be with the Lord this month. It doesn't matter. Whether we live or die, we will be with the Lord. That's what's important. That's what really matters. And that's what God's saying to us. Why are you so concerned about this earth? Why are you so concerned about earthquakes and tsunami? When everything is destroyed, what's important is that you will be with the Lord. If your heart is with him, if your life is with him, you will be with him. That's what he wants. Thank you, Lord, for us to trust him and do not lean on our own understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8, are you ready? Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to the windows? Oh, I asked myself, Who are these? Who are these? Who are they, sister? Who are they, brother? They fly as the cloud and as the dove to the windows. Tell me who they are. Tell me if you can. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can you see the Lord mighty's power transforming his bride? Can you see the Lord's promises coming to pass in the days to come? That doesn't matter what happened on the earth. He will make thee and I able to fly as the cloud and as a dove to the windows. You'll be able to go anywhere. You'll be able to travel anywhere. You'll be able to fly in the air like a dove. What is your worry? What is your concern? Thank you, Jesus. When God is about to glorify your body, it makes you able to fly. Who are these, God says? God is asking you tonight, who are these? Because God is able to do anything. God is able to change and transform a person in the blinking of an eye, in the twinkling of an eye. And he promised to do it at the last trumpet. Do you remember what the last trumpet was for? It was for his people to go, march. My brother and sister, there's a last trumpet about to be sound. And God wants us to be ready in position that when this trumpet sounds, you're going to be changed and you're going to be transformed. Some people, I like to watch these dreams online where people say in the dream they hear the trumpet, they look themselves immediately flying up. A couple of weeks ago, as I was changed and I was flying, I knew I had finished my work, and immediately it was time for me to go home. And I went, boom, I was flying home. This is when I saw 25 to 26, I share. But I was flying home with all my mind. And I was flying faster than light. I don't know how many times faster than light in my glorified body. I never felt such a freedom in the Lord, in such a power of God. But this was so awesome and so great, and I'm looking forward to this. Who are these? Who are these that fly as the cloud and as the dove to the window? You got to ask yourself this question, because this is a question God is asking you, because the bride has made herself ready. It is up to you to repent. It is up to you to fast and pray. It is up to you to trust in the Lord. It is up to you to seek the Lord. There are things that you probably want God to do that God wants you to do it, like repent. Why do you ask God for you to repent when you should be repenting? Repent, my brother and sister. And God wants you to ask yourself this question, who are these? Because when you ask yourself, who are these, and you are part of it, one of them, you say, it is I, Lord, that fly like the cloud, as the cloud, and as a dove. It is I, Lord, that's between you and God. No one can ask you the question, thank you, Lord. God wants you to ask the question between you and him. Personal relationship. No one can ask that question for you. You got to ask that between you and God. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be flying as a cloud and as a dove to the window. This is you, God. It's about to change and transform. Thank you, Lord. The Lord Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He says, hallelujah here. Thank you, Jesus. It's going down. For the nation kingdom will not serve thee, shall perish. Yea, the nation shall be utterly be wasted. Verse 13, the glory of the living and shall come unto thee. Fir tree, pine tree, bust together to beautifully place in my sanctuary. I will make a place for my feet glorious. This is a new earth. This is a new Jerusalem. This is where the Lord will be when we come down to the new earth. Listen to what he says. The sons also for them that afflict thee shall come bending unto thee, and all those that despise thee shall bow themselves down to the sole of their feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man wander through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Verse 16, and thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentile, and shalt suck the breath of the king. Thou shalt know that I am the Lord, thy Savior, thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, for iron I will bring silver, for wood I will bring brass, for wood brass, and for stone iron I will also make the officer peace and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy border. Thou shalt call the wall salvations and thy gay praise. Verse 19, the sun shall no more thy light by day, neither the brightness of the moon give light to thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, thy God, thy glory. Listen, it's all about Jesus. And he's going to be our light. He's going to be everything you and I need. From now and on, we need to understand who Jesus is and commit our life to him and depend only on him, my brother and sister, like never before. Verse 20, thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the day of thy mourning shall be ended. Verse 21, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. God is going to do this. The Lord is going to do this in your life and my life, that he may be glorified, he says. You will give him glory. You will praise him. We will praise him. We will give him glory. We will worship him, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Verse 22, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten in his time. God has a time when he accomplishes his plan, and his plan is at hand. His time is at hand. His time is at hand. You want to be part of the Lord's plan. You want to be part of the Lord's kingdom. Daniel said in Daniel 2 that his kingdom lasts forever. His kingdom will have no end. This is what we are being called. This is what we've been chosen and selected for, to be in part of the Lord's kingdom that will last forever. You do not want to miss being part of that. Hallelujah. But you want to be part of that. Thank you, Lord. Because the Lord himself is the one making the promise, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Daniel said, many to be purified and made wife and try. That's why we've been going to trial and testing right now that you and I don't understand. Why is some trials and testing are being so hard? Well, God is telling us why. Many shall be purified and made white and try, but the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You see, that we would understand. We understand what's going on, but not the wicked people. And a lot of people don't notice that they have people that they should not have in the pulpit trying to teach them the Bible, and what they're doing is misleading them. if they're not being led by the Lord, my brother and sister, because the leadership, our leader is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church, my brother and sister. Verse 11, from the time the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that make it desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. A lot of people don't realize that the sacrifice that began this month in Israel is a symbol of the first 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. In the middle of the 7-year Great Tribulation, the sacrifice are going to be stopped. That's what I'm going to be talking on Tuesday, if God allow me. I want to bring other Bible verses that complement this Bible verse that I'm reading you now in Daniel 12. I want to show you specifically where it says that he will stop the daily sacrifice, talking about the Antichrist, the Mahdi, the 12 Iman, the man of sin, the son of perdition. He will stop the daily sacrifice. But here in Daniel 12 gives you a timeline when these things are going to come to pass. And that what the Jewish people are beginning to do is symbolic to the beginning of the first 3.5 Great Tribulation, according to Daniel. What they're doing, this altar for sacrifice they made, where they're going to sacrifice the heifer, my brother and sister, that they look forward so hard, and they finally have one, because they're finding out other ones already going bad. And they don't want all four to go bad before they make the sacrifice. I believe, I don't remember the day, if it's the 7 or the 12 of this month, when they're going to do the sacrifice. It's somewhere this month. I believe in the 12 somewhere. I don't remember the day exactly. But this symbol of this sacrifice is biblical in the book of Daniel. And we're going to talk about, God willing, God help us. Black Tail has been down. I think God is up again. We're back on the air. I need to come and explain to you by the word the significance of the sacrifice that they're about to sacrifice this month in Israel. I'm going to look up the days tomorrow so I can have a day for Tuesday night, the day, the official day from Israel, when they're going to do the sacrifice, sometime this month. Because this Tuesday night, God willing, I'm going to put all the Bible verse together and bring to you the significance of the sacrifice that is very important, because it's pointing out the beginning of the Great Tribulation, the signs of the beginning, the signs. It is a sign that God has given us in his word that we got to take serious, that a lot of people are overlooking. They're not going into the word to look and see what God has said about this. And even the Lord in Matthew 24 talks about the abomination in the sitting in the holy place. He meant the Antichrist. But what Jesus said, when Jesus said this, which I'm going to explain on Tuesday, by this time, Daniel says, in the middle of the Great Tribulation. And the Lord is pointing out that he will be the one stopping the sacrifice. He, the Antichrist, will stop the sacrifice. And the Apostle Paul, which I'm going to read, tells you why is he going to stop the sacrifice. Why? He has a reason and a purpose and a plan. Why do he wants to do this? Okay? And we'll talk about that on Tuesday. I'll look it up. We'll read it from the Bible. Why does he wants to do it? What is the plan? What is the agenda behind him stopping the sacrifice? Why do he wants? We'll explain all that on Tuesday. I'm not going to go into it now, because I got to look all the Bible verses, put it together, and then come here and sit here and explain them all to you and show you through the Bible that the Mahdi Choiman has a plan, has a purpose. Please keep us in prayer, because last time I tried to share this, everything went down. Computer went down. The internet went down. New York internet went down. I mean, the earth shook. It was, forget about it. He doesn't want this information out. The Lord let me know. The Antichrist doesn't want it out. He doesn't want it because it's from the Word of God. This is the truth. This is the agenda that they have. They want to implement it. He doesn't want the information out. My brother and sister, I'm telling you, I felt like I ate something. I got poisoned. He used someone to try to poison me, to kill me. I mean, it's just been a mess since I looked this up in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, and wanted to share in the Lord's hour. He does not want this information out because it's important. It is important. And when something is important, it's life and death. So many people's eyes can be open. So many people can really understand and help out other people who will be deceived. Because the whole plan is here that he will deceive many. He's already at work. And he's already ordering leaders around the world. And doing this, the Lord showed me. And this is why we're seeing change and so much happening, my brother and sister. But we trust in the Lord. We don't preach fear. We serve a God who's in control of everything, heaven and earth. We don't need to be afraid, but we must be informed. My people perish, God says, for lack of knowledge. But as long as God have us here, we're going to share his revelation. We're going to share his word. My brother and sister, no one needs to end up in hell because of a lack of knowledge. My brother and sister, no. Keep us in prayer. We'll keep you in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Those that are sick, we'll also keep you in prayer. Whatever it is you're going through, we'll keep you in prayer. Email us. We'll keep you in prayer. Keep us in prayer. God is good. Let's continue with our fasting tomorrow night. Let's stay in our fasting. Let's all fast together as we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Let's stay in our corporate fasting, which the Lord has approved. Let's tomorrow stay in our fasting, please. The Lord will bless us. The Lord will keep you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord Jesus Christ give you his shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. God is good, and his love endure forever.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve
the glory
and the honor.
There is no one else. You do mighty things. and you do glorious things. You're a faithful God, awesome is your name. Somebody come on. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God, awesome is your name. We give the glory, God. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. Awesome is your name. You do mighty. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glory. You're a faithful God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is Yah. Your name is Yah. You're a miracle working God. Your name. You want to declare it. Your name. Your name is.
Disease. Your name is healed.